This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At a time the U.S. economy is still seen as running hot, Germany could now be in a recession. New figures show business activity contracted for the fourth straight month in October. Germany is now what some experts regard as the sick person of Europe, with the International Monetary Fund forecasting that among advanced economies, only Germany's will shrink. The BBC's Leanna Byrne reports.
The sick man of Europe is a label European countries try to avoid. Nearly every major European country has held the title at some point in time, and it seems like it's Germany's turn to take it up again, having been labelled the sick man in the late 90s when the country's growth was stagnant.
The German economy is still slightly below the 2019 level, that is the economic activity before the crisis. Compared to that, all other G7 countries are now above that level.
That's Clemens Fuest, president of the IFO Institute, an economic think tank in Munich. According to the IFO's Business Climate Index, businesses in Germany have a bleak outlook towards the economy. The reason, says Fuest, is based on short-term and long-term indicators. In the short term,
Germany is very much affected by the Russian attack on Ukraine, by rising energy prices. The German economy is very exposed to Eastern Europe, and all Eastern European countries are affected by this war.
And in the long term, businesses are worried about threats to some of its strongest industries.
Germany's most important sector is the automotive sector, and the automotive sector is in the process of restructuring towards electric mobility, and that is challenging for the German companies, as for all companies, but the German companies were world leaders in cars with combustion engines, and now they have to adjust.
Meanwhile, Germany's construction sector is experiencing its biggest slump in activity for years. The Social Democratic Party's winning election campaign 2 years ago included a pledge to add 400,000 new homes to the country's housing stock each year. That goal has been missed by hundreds of thousands. And interest rate hikes have also made borrowing impossible for many businesses.
We came from 0 to 1, and now we are at 4 to 5% for loans. So people can't afford any more this high cost for building.
The problem is, says Clement Fuest from the IFO Institute, these increases are likely here to stay, even after the war.
Cheap imports of gas from Russia are over, and that against a backdrop of declining working age population, that is challenging.
Which means this might be an illness that needs to run its course. I'm the BBC's Leanna Byrne for Marketplace.